Jeez.
Would you all please rise?
Going away.
Join us in the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Thank you. Our clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson?
Present.
Councilmember Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Olson?
Here.
Councilmember Ingram?
Here.
Councilmember Musler?
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich?
Here.
I don't know where it happened to Bert.
She was here.
Whoa.
John, you okay?
I'll put it down.
Okay,
guys are helping.
I had to make sure that wasn't there.
Okay.
You okay?
Councilmember Burst?
Here.
Here we go. All present accounted for. Great job, Council. Okay, next up is the public comment period. This is the period where anyone from the audience can come forward and speak to the Council. You can fall off the chair and crawl forward if you like, or you can just walk if you like. Anyone would like to address the Council? There's one there. Don't get near him. He might fall. Come forward, sir. Welcome.
I don't know whether my comment's going to fall underneath this major improvements.
Kevin.
Well,
let's
try and we'll see. We'll stumble our way through it.
Okay. My name is Fred Rudolph, 6350 Portal Way. I'd like to know if the three priorities on roads is still the same as what it was a couple of months ago. And I'd like to know where the projects fail now, where they are now.
So your question again is...
Is it regarding Portal Way, Mr. Rudolph?
Yes.
The discussions we had with you previously about the grants and project money we're going out for?
Right.
Okay.
Our new public works director, would you like to answer that, or we can help you?
I would like to hear your comments, first and foremost, because I've been a public works director for only 2 months now.
So. Well, I think the project on Portal Way should be up to number one, over and above the railroad bridge on Thornton Way. And I'd like to see that as number one, because you're looking at life and limb on Portal Way, and Portal Way now, I would say, is probably the second busiest street in town. If you ever put a car counter on there, you'd find out. And it's in worse shape. And there's one area on Portal Way over by the overpass. The city could be buying new tires if that keeps on going the way it is, because it's pretty rough.
Well, I can certainly look at that a little more closely.
And it seems to me that most of our tax money is going for roads up on Thornton. When you come right on down to it, we did Main Street for access to Port Thornton. We did Vista. We're doing Church and nothing for the rest of the town. And I think the way you should be is take care of what you have before you get new stuff.
Well, I appreciate that, because I share your philosophy very much so. I have a proposal that I'll be making around the 1st of December with our capital improvement plan for next year. And it's comments like these that I need to hear, because I'll be working with my staff to make decisions or any alterations so that we make good decisions like this. So, I appreciate it. I don't want you to feel like I will not dismiss your comments in any way, because I think that they're important. And there are some overarching goals that I'd like to achieve within our department for making sure that we maintain our roads to a higher standard than what we have now.
Do we have a set amount of money to go for road maintenance?
That's a good question.
And why not? If
well,
we don't,
that depends on sales tax revenues, as you can imagine, because part of it is subsidized through the Transportation Benefit District, the TBD, which is 0.2 of a percent of the sales tax, which goes to that. That can be used for some forms of road maintenance, and then we also have street funds that we set, but that is also a competing fund with the general fund. So,
frankly, I'll have to say The reason our roads are going to hell is because you're not doing any maintenance on the old ones.
That's well received, and I can appreciate that.
And that's why I'd like to see if there's any programmed amount of money going for road maintenance.
So you'll come back, because the council asked you to come back with more road maintenance information on the December 1st meeting.
And remember, Mr. Rudolph, you can always come in to City Hall, and we're happy to sit down with you and chat about stuff. So don't feel like you have to waste your time on a Monday evening.
Oh.
we're happy to help you anytime.
Well, when I was on Planning Commission before, we set a certain amount of money away just to, for road maintenance and improving some of the roads. And I'd like, I think the city ought to do the same thing.
Our public works director had on our budget workshop that we've been for the last hour, he has some items on here that would interest you.
Yeah. So we're working towards that. Money's always a challenge. You know, there's never enough of it to go around, but we certainly want to try to spend that money in the right way, in the right places. So.
Because we really should get something for older people and so forth riding the road there, and now with getting dark early, it's really bad.
Thank you, Mr.
Rudolph. And when will we know about this, the road priority bit?
December 1st. For the grant funding?
Pardon?
For the grant funding that we saw, or our own road?
When we're actually going to do something.
Well, we have to wait to hear back from the state still on that funding.
December 1st.
But we'll have other budgetary. The discussion will continue. We started it tonight, and then we'll discuss more on December
1st.
Yeah, and Portal Way is a moneymaker for the city, too, because that's where all the sirens are going off, catching speeders. And I don't hear going off in the other parts of town.
Some might discuss
that. Down.
But thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rudolph.
Thank you.
Always entertaining. Anyone else for the open comment period? Yes, sir. You okay there?
I wasn't
ready. No, I never have been. Welcome. It's a birth defect. I told you, I just learned not to put your weight on a chair that's not there. But normally I sit there, so I think it's a conspiracy. I've already told the attorney she might want to look into a communist plot.
I'm sure she'll get right on that.
Okay. I'm Papa Maybe John. See, you interrupt what I was just going to do, that very thing. I'm Papa John, and I live at Malloy House on 6072 Malloy Avenue. And I have, again, a two-part kind of thing in my agenda. One is horizontal, one is vertical. The horizontal part, I'm going to give in his honor the mayor. Several things here for him to just put in his trophy case. One is I gave him, some time ago, one of these I'm now replacing in metal, because this one he can actually hang around his neck. This is a metal round to it. I gave you once before a cardboard round to it. You probably still don't even have, but this one you can hang around your neck. And the second thing I have for him, because I'm sure even our attorney would love this, is in case he does dealings with people that just don't have strings attached, and he wants to have strings attached, I brought him some string, so he can attach to whatever he wants to have strings attached to it. Then the next thing I have for him, in case you guys in the city council don't play ball with him, I don't want him to feel bad, so I brought him his own ball he can play with, in case you guys don't play ball with him. And the last thing I have for him is, in case he feels bad if you guys don't play ball with him, I want to give him a consolation prize. So here you are.
What kid did you steal that from,
John? No, it was an old lady. I had a white man hit me with her cane. It was terrible.
I
was about to call the police to beat me up so bad. Now, the second part is the food for thought, and I'm going to read each one and then repeat it for any of you that might want you don't have a photographic memory like I don't. The first is, if pain or trouble, and that variety, that genre, were body hair, we would all look like gorillas. So we shared that. If pain or troubles or problems were body hair, we'd all look like gorillas. But here's the second thing to think about that. If you don't transform your pain, then you're sure to transmit it. If you don't transform your pain, you're sure to transmit it. That's not necessarily physical. It could be emotional or any other way. And the last thought over here is, grace is not, and this is from St. Augustine, which was the grass in Florida. But this is not him. Grace is not given because we have done good works, but it is given so that we might be able to do them. Thank you, and I shall return again 2 weeks from now, of course. I can't say that I'll be here all week because I won't.
Thank you. Thank you for attending.
Chair's right there, John.
Watch out for that chair. Okay, anyone else for the open comment period? Anything else? Anything that's not on tonight's agenda you can speak for? If you want to speak on things on the agenda later, just raise your hand and we'll get to you. So, anyone else? Going once, going twice. Okay, moving on. Council before you is the consent agenda. Councilperson Birch.
I have a question on the minutes.
Okay, would you like to pull the minutes? Or?
Sure, that's what it means. It says on the claims that the budget was...
Oh, so we'll move that item, the claims, off. Okay, so let's move claims off to...
No, I think she's saying...
Minutes?
Minutes.
There's no minutes in here.
It's the...
Oh,
the committee.
Let's committee on consent. That's not for approval on consent. The consent agenda has three items, payroll, a settlement, and an ordinance, but you don't approve committee minutes.
I'm just wondering about this claims on the minutes. What's that about?
We could probably discuss that in a little bit, but right now we're doing the consent agenda.
If there's something that needs to be changed in committee minutes, you can let Sam know.
Yes.
If he didn't hear something the right way, he can change it in
the
minutes.
That's why the minutes are included in the back, so people can look at it in case they need some changes.
Correct.
Then those will actually get moved forward to the consent agenda, right?
Attached to minutes.
So, Councilor Burch, we're moving in the right direction for you, or would you like to, you'd like to bring that claim up?
I'm just so totally confused about what I'm doing at this
point. I am too. Okay, so we can approve the consent. Bring her back her claim.
Second question. Nothing on consent about that.
Okay, great.
We can talk about it down in committee minutes. Absolutely.
Okay, so we will move it down to council reports. Okay.
It's already there. All right. So.
All right. So the regular consent agenda. We haven't moved.
Mr. Ingram.
Mr. Ingram and seconded by Councilperson Olson. The regular consent agenda. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries 7-0. Okay. Now you want to move to? I'm still confused.
Capital project. Committee minutes are on the agenda.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking for Councilperson Bush. When are we going to talk about it? Isn't that what she's asking?
When's going to meet me?
Under E.
Item G.
Okay.
Under G.
Okay.
Or council reports, either one.
Okay. after department. Okay, got it. Okay, so capital project update. Thank you, Mayor. I have just a brief update, and Katie's also going to assist me and give a little bit of an update on Church Road. This is just our bi-meeting, every other meeting update. So one thing is, and I mentioned it earlier, next council meeting on the 17th, we'll come forward with more information on the Thornton Road overpass so you get some ideas and some alignments and some options that we are looking at and what shape that might take. So that'll be a little bit of information for a little question and answer session coming up in a couple of weeks.
That includes a road estimate too?
We're working on it. Katie and I have been working on some right-of-way acquisition costs and getting some estimates for that. We're hoping to have that information available by the 17th. It looks pretty promising that we should. And then we'll fold that in with some of the anticipated costs for that project.
Could you move the microphone closer for the people in the audience?
Sure.
I don't think they can hear you.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You need to talk fairly close to the people in the audience.
Well, I can really project when I need to.
Good.
So
then project.
Okay, I shall project. Other item of interest is, as we all know, the library opened last week. Some great attendance, which I thought was fantastic. We're making a few adjustments. So you might hear some things about how pedestrian movement's working in the parking lot. Also, I've heard quite a few comments from folks directed to my office about the crosswalk in front. So we're going to be making some enhancements there to make that a little bit safer, or a lot of it safer.
People driving through the marsh, are you going to?
I'm going to not comment on that people's driving habits in marshlands. However, we will be working on better barricades in certain dead-end streets adjacent to the library. That said, now I'm completely off my game. Thanks. Thank you, Councilmember Watson.
That's what I'm here for.
But no, things are good. We're going to be looking at making some improvements, some pedestrian changes in the parking lot, so just stay tuned for that, and I'll bring a little more information to you as we kind of approach that. We'll try to do that using in-house staff because we want to keep those costs down. So that's been a kind of a primary concern from folks in the community is they don't really like how the access works from the back parking lot on the east side of the building. So we're going to try to improve that a little bit. What shape that's going to take, just not quite ready, but I wanted to give you guys a heads up in case you were hearing any comments, complaints from folks. So that is it until December 1st. I'll bring a much more detailed kind of outlook for next year of what we're looking at for some design projects and what we're looking at for some build projects. Some of them are highly technical, so I want to kind of save a block of time for that where we can have a good discussion so you know what where we're headed on a few projects. Sure, Councilman Ingram.
I noticed last week that the evidently the software glitch has been corrected and that the crossing, the flashing warning lights at the schools are now functioning again. So are we going to change the signs again so that it says 20 miles an hour when lights flash instead of when children are present? Because
I believe they've already been changed.
No, they haven't. If they have, some of them have, but no of them haven't. Because I drove by right about the time school was getting out today at Horizon, and the light was flashing, and the sign said 20 miles an hour and kids are present.
It may have to do with the time change as well. So it might... That may have to be adjusted.
No, I mean, light was flashing.
Well,
but the sign there still says 20 miles an hour when children are present.
We'll certainly take a look at it. I know that we just did some adjustments. But
so the Thornton Road by Horizon School?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's just that when the lights went down, they changed the signs.
Yeah, they added a little placard at the bottom that said when children are present,
yeah,
because they weren't flashing.
Exactly. And that's... that is.
Some of them I've seen that, yeah, when I was driving back home.
Okay. Because when that one was there today, and it still said when children are present.
Okay.
It's just a matter of changing the sign.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know. I'll have to work to get that remedy.
Councilperson Watson?
Real quick. The same thing's happening in City Hall. People are walking through the grain gardens, myself included, because, you know, point A and point B. Are you going to be looking at that as well? Because, I mean, that's the same thing with the library. You just walk through the grain garden and walk through the bed because it's the closest to get to the door.
Those Japanese style.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Lovely. Put some koi in the rain garden. Sorry.
Well, given the permeable nature of the rain garden, the koi wouldn't survive. But we can certainly look at some... We are going to be looking at some options. I'm
okay.
Meeting with one of the engineers on the project tomorrow morning to take a look at some locations where we could have a couple of crossings.
Great. So, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Okay. City administrator like to comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that now that the library is open, we're now working on finalizing all the costs for the library. Faber still has some of the punch list to do. We have some other miscellaneous work that's slowly rolling its way in. But I have been trying to track the cost to find out if the closeout costs come in as I anticipate, what the extra cost to the city is going to be. And right now, if the remainder of the closeout costs roll in the way that they do appear to be, we're probably going to be about $120,000 over. So that's the amount that we're going to need to fully close out the project and release all the retainages and kind of have the project be completed. So the
city will have to come up with $120,000.
Exactly. I'm still working on closing out some of the contracts, and these numbers are coming in as anticipated. I keep narrowing them down, and I'll be bringing probably to the next committee meeting a more finalized list as well as possible revenue sources for that as well.
There goes your dump truck.
So the last thing I had was Katie wanted to give an update on Church Road.
Thanks.
So if you guys are amiable.
Welcome.
Thank you. So since our last update, if you've noticed, we put the base lift down on Church Road, first lift of asphalt. They've been working on finishing the sidewalks and pulling out driveways to replace those as the weather permits. Next up will be not only continuation of driveway installation. I think Whatcom Builders is scheduled to come in and pave some of the driveways this week. We're also working on getting the landscaper in there to get some of the final stuff worked out there. I know we've been a lot of people have been asking questions about when's the road going to be opened up again for winter, and again, it's weather dependent, and unfortunately, I don't have the ability to determine the weather, but the good news is that over the weekend, somebody had left a Ouija board made out of a pizza box on one of the city cars, so I'm hoping to use that and see if that can get us some better ideas as to when that'll be accomplished. But anyway,
the city administrator borrow it when you're done.
It's kind of rain-soaked, so I'm not sure if it's still very viable. One other thing to note is that we did, as far as Church Road goes, the funding, we have federal funding on that project. We also had federal funding on Thornton Road, and if you remember, we were under budget on that project, which left almost $60,000, just over $57,000 left in our Fed funding on Thornton. We were able to transfer that to Church, so we'll be able to apply that that money to our Church Road project, so that's good news, too. One other thing, Main Street, the trees, we did have two cherry trees. I don't think they lived through a kind of severe caterpillar infestation, so you'll probably be seeing the landscaper come out in the next couple months and replace those two trees, just to keep you aware.
Questions, Councilperson Goodrich?
At the fire district meeting, they asked me a question about Church Road. I deferred them to you, but I don't know if they did. Is there going to be a weight restriction on just a single lift of asphalt for Church Road?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
The strength in that road, I know that question came up before, the strength in the road is actually the mostly the gravel base beneath it. The old road, a lot of times you'll put weight restrictions on a road that has unsuitable base and then with ditches on the side because of water, you can't get it away from the base of the road. In this case, Church Road, all the stormwater conveyance system is enclosed in a pipe, and we've got a really good gravel base, as I mentioned before. Took us a little longer because we actually X'd out more under the roadway than we had initially anticipated, so it's a really good gravel base there. It should be all right.
Councilor Subverse?
Okay, I've had some people come up to me and ask about springs underground right at Church and Main Street.
Oh.
That the springs are leaking up through the new...
We actually...
Have
you heard that? Yeah, we... What's going on a lot of times when you have a road that's on a fairly steep grade like Church Road, our brand new sewer runs up the middle of the road. And a sewer pipe is bedded, the bottom part of the pipe is bedded in pea gravel and acts like a giant French drain. So any water that gets into that sewer pipe, into the sewer trench, it'll follow that trench down to the lowest point. And so what we've got going on there is groundwater is following that trench, and it's popping up at that first manhole at Main Street. And we've been keeping a good eye on that, and we've talking with the contractor, and one of the items of work that they're going to do, and this is good that we find this out before we do top lift, is we'll put a drain, almost like a well point, in around that manhole to catch all that water that's coming down the hill following the trench, and we'll put it into our storm system. So that will be addressed here before the we close things down for the winter. Just need some decent amount.
It's not a natural spring.
Right.
It's more of a man-made conveyance underground.
Good.
Yeah. It's a lot of
okay,
water.
Okay, any other questions for Katie? Good job.
Great, thank
Take
you.
Take care of that cold.
Okay, moving on from capital projects to mayor reports on Pioneer Pavilion. Thank you all for attending the meeting last week. It was well attended. Councilperson Mutchler and I met Friday morning with an event planner. She gave us just reams and reams of information. I did a report over the weekend, and then we will be getting that to you so we can kind of look. The discussion will be, as we know, is, okay, what are the rates going to be for that building and how are we going to rent it? So there's a lot of detail there. She shared some great contracts that I think will help us. And so you will get that probably by the end of this week. The library grand opening is our next big event coming. But I want to divert a little bit because I'm going to bring the chamber president up and she can come up and we're going to discuss something for a couple minutes. I don't know about you as council people. Certainly my phone rang a few times this weekend. As I walk to council, I go into the Cedars to get a cup of coffee for the meeting, and I had two customers there that wanted to discuss our Halloween situation. So I think the chamber president probably got some comments, and so we have a couple minutes. Let's discuss that so we're all on the same page about our Halloween event. Would you like to report, give us a report on our Halloween event?
Well, I thought it was fabulous that we shut down the streets because it was safer for the kids. And I know there was a lot of frustration on the backup. It was probably a worse backup than even festival, which is because of the time of the day we picked. We don't pick when Halloween is. That's the problem. So I think we had almost 800 children by count. So that's double what it was when we didn't close the streets. So obviously we're doing the right thing. As I emailed Gary today, I think the answer to all of this is shut it down only on Saturdays, no matter when Halloween is, so that we're not having that traffic problem. Because all the businesses that participate are open. Then bring everybody down at the end of the evening to a haunt in the park and turn Pioneer Park into a haunted park and make it an actual event. And then you've got, then you have to do it on a Saturday. And then we're not worried about the buses and we're not worried about anything else. And we make it a bigger event that will actually bring in tourism dollars / tourists / whatever. And it goes in the right direction and it steers us away from the weekday and making people angry. But that being said, we did double attendance, and we did have almost 50 businesses participate. So that tells you your community actually does support it, even though it doesn't look like it because the cars are pissed off. But unfortunately, they're like that every day of the week. So don't think this.
Thank
really
you. I wanted
matters.
To share that and email me that today. And the two people that kind of accosted me at the Cedars, and when I said, "Well, here's the solution we've suggested," and both those couples said, "Well, that's just a brilliant idea. Who thought of that?" As well as the chamber president, we really do listen to our citizens. So as you guys get it, say, hey, you know, sometimes we learn from events. I think this is a great step, and I think it could turn into, like Ann said in her email, this could turn into something where people would come to Ferndale for. I think it's significant that we got before the event. I haven't gotten, you know, too many times, other than the complaints that came to my home. There's a lot of families that really had a great time. And so, you know, okay, the great thing about a small city is we'll live and learn. So, brilliant idea, and we'll go forward. Councilperson Bursch?
Well, I was right there in the thick things, right on Main Street, and I had a blast doing it. But before 3 o'clock, I had 3 businesses come into my shop complaining about the roads being closed.
That was
and why they
decision.
Were not notified.
That's Public Works. Because we didn't. We did. We emailed the entire downtown.
Well, and I think it was, you know, coming from the interstate direction.
We don't know who to notify. That's the problem, or how. There's right. no good, fast way to let the entire town of Ferndale know. Even if we did, they still would be like, "I." We had a festival for 8 years, and we still got complaints.
We constantly struggle with that. I'll let I'll let our public information officer talk about that.
Well, I just, one more thing. I agree that we needed to close the streets. I saw a less than 2-year-old running in the street, and people trying to get in my shop were in the street in line waiting to get into my shop.
Yep.
Free cupcakes will do that.
Thank you for sharing. Before we let you go, so how many cupcakes did you pass out?
Over 400.
Oh, wow. Way to go.
But that was for the parents who were eating them as fast as possible.
Well, they were just...
Way to go. My wife pushed a child out of the way to get one. Embarrassing.
The child didn't get a cupcake.
Hey, thank you. That should be recognized. That's a lot of cake batter. Councilperson Goodrich?
My thought, I was working at ACE, and we had a lot of people, the kids that came through there on their way down the main street from Vista and things, and looked like it was upset. My only thing with your idea of a haunted Pioneer Park is who's going to do it.
Well, yeah. that's up to us and the Heritage Society is in.
Yeah, because the Heritage Society already does old-fashioned Christmas, and I don't know if they'd want to tackle it.
They've already replied.
Event, so.
I've already talked to them, and they're in.
They're interested?
Yes. They're very interested.
They like it because they claim they already have a haunted house.
Yeah,
we have two.
Real haunted.
There's
we
not,
have two.
I mean, financially, there's not an exorbitant amount of cost. I seek sponsorships, and... you know, we go from there. So
the nonprofits will help. Qantas would help.
Yeah.
So thank you. I wanted to bring you up. Congratulations. Great event. I still think it's okay. We'll move on and make it bigger and better. So yes. Great job. Library grand opening date again is
November
15th at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go to council reports. Any council reports? Councilperson Watson.
Since Sarah's here, I hope I get this right. Normally, on the first day was Wednesday when the library opened, and normally they give out about 1,000 items get checked out. They checked out 3,368 items that day. And so every time I go by, it has not stopped. It's just crazy busy. It's amazing.
So
three times as many.
Have they ever checked out that many items ever before?
Not in one day.
Wow.
Never in one day.
Way to go.
Yeah. And it's still crazy busy, and the kids love the kids section. The teens have their own room. It's just wonderful. So if you haven't had a chance to go in, definitely walk around and make sure that you take some folks in with you. It's amazing.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Councilperson Mutchler.
Yeah, I'm just jumping back to the pavilion and the meeting with, what was the lady's name?
Cantrice.
Yeah. I'm left optimistic that building's going to be well used. I think that she thought there's a huge need. Billy's going to meet that need.
Well, it was interesting. I'll show you the notes, but I didn't realize there's a drastic need for the. I mean, you know, she's looking. We've always been kind of worried. Okay, well, we rent it weekdays and odd hours. She goes, you have no idea how big the market is with people searching to have funeral meetings. She goes, that it's just an untapped market. And it's like, she gave us lots of ideas. You guys will get a ream of information. It's interesting to read the prices from Whatcom and Skagit County. It's like, So there'll be some debate, but great meeting, and, you know, thank you for attending, John. Any other council reports? No? You good?
Oh, one more. The Ferndale Public Market is having a brainstorming, elect new board members meeting on November the 19th at 6 o'clock at my shop. We need board members to step up to the plate, and we need fresh new ideas.
6 p.m. again?
6 p.m. That's a Wednesday, November the 19th at my shop. Yep, Ferndale Public Market.
All ideas welcome. Change the day, change the venue, change up everything.
How can you not disagree with having a meeting at a cake shop?
I know. Well, I don't know how much will get done.
Well, I'll really do it right there. Great location. Okay, any other council reports? Councilperson Ingram.
Well, to give you a heads up on your pavilion, Saturday night was our 6th annual Ferndale Dollars for Scholars Shrimp Feed. First time in the history in 20 some odd years of my doing that menu, we ran out of jambalaya. We almost ran out of salad. And we came really close to running out of peel and eat. We served 130 ravenous people at the Legion Hall. And that maxed out that venue. We could not have put another table in there. So be prepared. We're going to come looking for that kitchen.
So I'm seeing a Seinfeld episode with George Costanza in it.
Don't know, I never watched
that. What's it called? They're running out of shrimp.
See, I can do it too.
Any other council report? Okay, moving on. Department report. Finance director. Okay. City administrator.
What's up?
Okay. Community Development Director.
The Planning Commission is going to have a workshop on the 12th of November, and we're inviting all the property owners from our northern gateway area around Portal Way to discuss updating that zone. Hasn't been a really good zone to work with, so we're trying to almost start from scratch again.
And point out where again?
So it is the kind of pink blob, not the long area, but the pink blob north of Council Member Olson's head.
It's salmon.
It's salmon, sorry. It's just north of Griffintown Park, then it goes up Portal Way. Okay. We're also working very closely with Western Washington University, where a whole class is actually working on this project as well.
It takes a whole class to do what you do.
Well, I graduated from Western, so that just gives you an idea. You're not going to get great quality work now. SmartGov, our permit tracking system, is now live, so you are actually able to go onto the portal and access and see your permits. And then last thing that I have, December 16th, which is a Tuesday, we are presenting an informational seminar on fire life safety. This is one of the obligations that we have as a city to inform business owners of what steps they can take to make their business more safe day to day. So we're going to be inviting as many business owners, our goal is all business owners, to that meeting. We're coordinating with Whatcom County Fire District 7, Whatcom County Fire Marshal, and we're hoping to work with the Ferndale Chamber of Commerce as well on that.
Excellent.
What night? I'm sorry?
Time.
It's at 6 p.m. at Central Elementary School on the 16th of December.
Okay, clerk's office?
Yeah, thank you. Councilmember Burge, I apologize for what happened earlier. I get wrapped up in the agenda, and I'm like, no, you can't switch stuff. But so for committee minutes, what you saw, what she was referring to was she wondered why there was claims, I believe, on like public safety neighborhood services. We always take the previous meetings committee minutes and just copy and paste them. And so I missed that. I don't have my editor here last week. She was on vacation, so I was very busy as a one-man shop. So I'll remove that one sentence, obviously, where you approve claims of public safety neighborhood services, because you clearly didn't.
And especially Councilmember Mutchler wasn't even there.
Yeah, so what we do is, so then what I'll do is those will be attached to the official regular meeting minutes for this meeting, and then you approve that whole packet. What you're approving is the official regular meeting minutes. We don't really approve committee minutes, but it'll be updated. So thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it.
Good catch.
And then I just wanted to update you so we have the figures on the nonprofit, so you're aware of what those figures are. As I said, everyone has asked for the same amount except for the senior center. And I apologize, I misread their letter. I will forward you their letter as well. They did request a new figure, so let me go down it. Previous year it was $13,050 for all four. Those numbers are $2,250 for teen court, $4,500 for the senior center, and they are seeking $6,000 this year, or for 2015, $3,600 for the food bank, and $2,700 for domestic violence sexual assault services. Just to be very clear, that is a separate expenditure from the domestic violence advocate. The domestic violence advocate is not a grant position. It's an employee position with the city of Ferndale and other jurisdictions.
She's a consultant.
Yeah, so she's a consultant, but she's not a grantee. DV SAS, we give them obviously a very small $2,700 amount of money for their overall services. The vast majority of their money comes from Bellingham and Whatcom County and grant funding, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's where we're at. The total then comes to $14,550 should you approve what has been requested from them as is. My intention is to invite them to come to your next meeting so that you can hear from them directly about that, and then you can make your decisions. You can provide staff direction on each one, which is what your resolution
workshop
is
or regular meeting?
I think it would be appropriate to vote on those at a regular meeting because you're not allowed to actual vote at the budget workshop.
But to save time, you want to invite them to the workshop to speak? Or?
Yes, and that's what we did last year. Okay. We invited them to the workshop and then
we'll vote
yeah. during the regular meeting.
Okay.
Are
we going to have both of the DVs there?
No, because it's
We'll have the grant requester here.
Okay.
Domestic violence, the woman who does the domestic violence, to help the people who've been...
That's not a grant.
One is a budget item, and one is one of these grants, correct?
Yeah, let me clarify. So they're both, obviously, budget items.
Right.
The $2,700 is an organizational grant item. That's the $2,700. That's what the service organization grant is of these four. Does that make sense?
The domestic violence advocate we share with some other cities.
Correct. She's a contractual consultant. Employee through the city.
Consultant.
I want to call her consultant. She's a contractual consultant through the city. We pay only a portion of her salary, and then other jurisdictions put in a proportion as well. That's not a grant.
Regardless, we're spending it.
Yeah, but that's not part of this process. So if you would like to that's not my process.
You're missing the whole point.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if one does the same as the other.
No,
so if I don't have the same answer for one, how can I ask it for this one?
Thank you. I appreciate you explaining that. They don't do the same thing. I'll have the...
Give it a little summary. That's fine.
I will have the I'm looking at her name.
Carol.
No, the DD Sass.
Karen,
thank you. I would have Karen explain when she's here the difference between those two things.
Okay.
So at one point they had that under their umbrella, but they never should have.
Yeah, initially the advocate, the DV advocate that actually works with the victims of domestic violence, she was originally hired through a grant, a multi-year grant that, as most grants do, they kind of slide down to zero. And as it slid down to zero, the small cities that benefit were asked to contribute. So now there's a formula we use based on, for the most part, how much work she does in each one of the small cities. So each small city then kicks in their proportionate dollar amount, and that's what Carol's contract is for. But I'll get to that spreadsheet that shows the historical use and how
we can explain the difference.
Assessments.
That's fine.
Thanks.
Go on.
Okay, back to department reports. Public Works?
Nothing to report.
Police? Okay, mark it down. Never miss a budget work session ever again.
We'll tell you later.
Especially when you have 4 or 5 large items on it. Mark that down. Okay. That does it for department reports. We will now enter into executive session pursuant to RCW 42.30.110I, 42.30.1404A, 42.30.1404B. That will last approximately 30 minutes, and we expect to return to the regular session and take no action.
Are there any students? Whatever.
Someone else, say aye.